We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake up in the morning.
You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I hope to see you on air.
What you guys are doing right now is the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sit. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all show, man. I know you gotta be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You gotta be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake the fuck up!
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm dialing. I'm
calling
you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Cass.
Cass, what up, man? Get it off your chest.
I just want to get off my chest. Man, it's hella hard to plan in the weather. It's just stressful. And I thought it would be the misses that we making the most stressful than anything, but it's the family. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know. I
thought, what they doing?
Well, my mom is just intruding in everything. We asked her to just make reservations for the restaurant, and she's adding like 15 other people on, wanting to throw different other things in there and asking me to pay for it. I'm like, wait, you suggesting these things. Why don't you pay for it? Why don't I pay for it? I pay for everything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult. I would let your wife handle it, brother, and just say yes and just take care of it. That's what I did for my wedding. I let my wife take care of everything, brother.
What happened to the father's wife paying for everything? Remember that used to be a thing that they used to tell us growing up? That never happened.
You should shut up. You got four daughters and I got four. We ain't doing that no more.
My father-in-law did donate a significant amount to me and my wife's wedding, though. That is a fact.
The only person that's helped out is her grandmother and her godmother, and they helped her with her dress and as far as some of the planning and everything, but everything else has been on me, and nobody else has done nothing but me. So this is just crazy. Y'all mind if I shout out my wife?
You should, yes, sir.
I just want to give a shout out to India Hawkins. This is from your future husband. Let you know I love you, baby. We're about to spend the rest of our lives together, fantastic lives together. We're going to elevate and get better through everything. I love
you. There you go.
Dope.
All right, brother. Have a good one, man, and good luck with everything.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Good
Good morning.
Good morning. Get it off your chest, mama.
Okay, so we came in the car waiting for Charlamagne to yo this morning, and he didn't. After he paid.
And then just walking here like I just been here the whole time, huh?
Exactly. So you gonna give it to us? And Charlamagne, this is Eve from the lodge on the seventh floor. You gave me my book bag that I can browse you for.
Oh, okay, Queen, how are you?
I'm good, and I just want to say I miss you. And tell Mike, I'm so
tired.
I'm
going to tell him right now. Well, he probably can hear you. He's probably listening. He downstairs.
Okay, KK.
Yo.
It doesn't ring the same.
Have a good morning.
That wasn't for y'all. That was for her.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jalen Barthel.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Today my birthday, and I just want to shout myself out. I turned 16 years old today.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank y'all so much. I'm sitting up here listening now.
Okay, what you doing for your birthday?
Me and my mama, we riding out of town this weekend. I'm going with my cousins. We're going to the fair in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Congratulations, King. Enjoy your day, man. Life is a blessing, all right?
Yes, you, Charlamagne.
Peace. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all enjoy y'all day, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, I'm Brittany, calling from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Brittany, get it off your chest.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I got through. I just want to shout you guys out. I listen to you guys every day. Angela, I just love everything about you. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Charlamagne, everything you're doing for mental health, and DJ MV, I love how you're such a strong family man, and I just love you guys so much.
Yeah. Thank
I really
you, Queen.
Get off my chest. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, Team Cancer, Charlamagne.
Hey.
But I really want to get off my chest that, you know, I'm 32 years old. The biological clock is ticking. I'm, like, on dating apps. It's just hard to meet, like, a good black king. And I'm just like, what else do you do? It's just like, I work every day. I can't really, like, be out, going out, mixing, mingling. But it's like, I'm just kind of thinking about switching over outside my race at this point, because I just feel like, not valued by black men anymore. I feel like overlooked.
Have you ever dated outside your race?
I've tried it like once, but it just wasn't my thing.
Look, I just think you can't blame a whole race of men for the ones that you've met, you know, so I wouldn't give up on that. But I think you'll end up at some point finding the right person. Just don't rush it and don't make decisions just because you feel like your biological clock is ticking. You gotta be with somebody. Don't give in to that pressure. But just understand that things can change in an instant, you know? And I am still a fan of, while apps are good, going out and living my life and meeting people like that.
Right. Thank you, Angela. I love you guys.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Damn. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo. It's all about you, DJ Envy. It's over you.
Good morning. How may I help you this morning?
Yeah. I'm going to get it off my chest. I've been wanting to get this off my chest since I was at your car show. In Jersey. That's how long I've been wanting to get this off my chest. Uh-uh. I've been calling for this. This is my moment right here. I'm going to say, first of all.
Hold on, please. Hold on, ma'am.
What is going on?
All right, continue.
All right, I'm going to send happy vibes out to the Breakfast Club as a whole. But DJ Envy, I got to say.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on. One second, ma'am. Hold on. Okay, continue.
I'm going to send love vibes out to you for real. I watched you at your car show in Jersey. I was a vendor with my Full Life Faces Vision, and I got to say, you was out there with us early in the morning. You took great care of people's property. I watched you just take and nurture them cars like they were your own. I got much respect for you, what you do for your car show. I watched you all day long. You was engaged with us. You didn't separate yourself. So I'm just sending you salute and happy vibes out to all your car shows. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming and visiting our booth and giving us love and taking pictures and everything. Salute to you, brother. If I had a fancy car, I would definitely send it to you. I wouldn't even worry after watching you, because I watch people, how they deal with stuff. And I got to say, I got much respect for you and the love that you share for people properly when they send it to your car show. So peace out, and I hope all your car shows be full to capacity.
Thank you so much, and thank you for coming, man. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you for being a vendor. Hello, who's this?
This is Gerv Pond from Seattle.
Hey, Gerv, what's up? Get off your chest.
Hey, I just want to get off my chest, man. You know, like, you know, sometimes, you know, this is for, you know, for whoever needs to hear this, but, you know, sometimes life can get tough, you know. We've got to continue to keep getting up and keep pushing and all that stuff, you know. And honestly, you know, just be blessed that God blessed us today.
That's
you
know, it.
To live every day.
That's it, brother.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is D from the Chuck.
D from the Chuck.
What's going on? What's going on?
Get it off your chest, bro.
Well, I just need some advice, fellas. I'm a married man, newly married. I just wanted to know what can I do to spice up my relationship with my wife. Like, give me some.
You mean spice up how?
In what
department?
You know, we've been married. We've been dating for a while. We've been dating for years, but we're newly married, and I feel like we're kind of getting into the normal relationship groove. We're just going to bed at night, and you know, we used to go out and party and do all kind of stuff, like. How can we get back into it? What can I do?
I mean, you never should stop dating your wife. I think that's the biggest thing. You know what I mean? I think sometimes we as men get complacent, but you can never stop dating her.
Right,
keep
right,
dating
right.
Her. Keep courting her constantly.
Right, and there's also, if you don't want to go out at night, because I know sometimes it's difficult to go out at night, there's always brunches and day parties. You can go to restaurants during the day that play music so you can get back home when you need to get back home. And you can do things like, what is she into? Is she into hair? Is it what TV shows?
Yeah, she's into hair and, like, makeup and, you know, and our kids and stuff like that. I just feel like we're just getting into, like, this groove where we're just, like, being normal people. And we wasn't like that before. So
yeah, it's difficult. I mean, life happens. But you got to take this. You got to take the necessary steps to make sure that, like Charlamagne said, you always continue to date. That might mean, you know, go out Friday night. It doesn't have to be an expensive restaurant depending on how much you make or what you can afford. It could be just a date night at the movies. It could be take her to a play. It could be something as small if she like hair and makeup. There's so many hair and makeup shows all over the country. You know what I mean? That's in the local area depending on where you at. Take her to a hair and makeup show. Just do things that just to show that you care. You know, the typical flowers, the typical, if she likes Caribbean food, bring a Caribbean food. If she likes cheesecake, bring a cheesecake from her favorite spot. You know, little things like that. It doesn't have to be her birthday or anniversary to do those type of things, but it just shows her you care.
Okay, thank you.
Let me shout her out
right quick. Let me shout her out right quick.
Go ahead, bro.
I want to shout out my wife, Shaniqua. I love you very much, baby. Can't wait to see you, babe.
There you go.
Thanks, fellas.
And don't forget the edibles.
Oh,
edibles always work, too.
Underwear? Yes. Underwear?
He said underwear.
No, man.
Underwear?
I like how you think, Charlamagne.
You can start that too. You can do that too.
Oh, okay. I like it. Thanks, fellas.
All right, brother. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Everybody, it's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line right now.
That's right, the legend,
Jay Prince. Welcome, sir.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Well, we got to thank you first because we all got, each individual one of us got a box from you with some liquor in it.
Beautiful.
You know,
at first
when I seen the box, I thought maybe we did something wrong. I was going to see a finger or a head in it. Now I'm just joking.
God dang, man. Don't do the OG like that, man.
When Jay Prince said,
Andy, why would you say that?
I said, what did we do? I seen something from Jay Prince. I said, oh boy. But it was a nice a box of some wine. So you got into the liquor business. So what put you into the liquor industry?
I heard this doctor by the name of Dr. Red Duke from Houston, Texas years ago. Mm-hmm. And he was speaking on the benefits of a red wine, you know what I mean? How it benefits you health-wise.
Right.
Health benefits. I was inspired, you know, I was inspired from two perspectives, you know, from the health perspective, and then I had an opportunity to go to Napa Valley and peep it from a business perspective, all the vineyards and everything. And before I knew it, I started, you know, showing interest in that red wine business.
Is that the secret? Do you look in 25, my brother?
And by the way,
you love spray paint a little bit, Charlamagne.
Envy do it too. Envy got the little spray paint. He got it.
It's not spray paint, but go ahead.
And it looks like you spared no expense too, because the packaging is beautiful of the loyalty wine. You see that?
Yeah, no, that was important to me to, you know, for bottles to be quality and also the drink to be quality in the champagne as well, you know, the rosé, cabernet, and merlot, you know. So, you know, it's a compliment of who I am, so I want it to be quality.
You know, one thing people don't know about you, Jay, you really big in agriculture. Like, you know, you got a lot of farmland out there in Texas, right?
Oh, yeah. I have a 1,000-acre ranch. 1,000-plus-acre ranch, a lot of black Angus cattle, a lot of horses, wildlife, you know what I mean? I always been that person that I'm in love with the things that the Creator make more so than man-made things.
You know, OG, in recent years, we've seen you more visible than probably we've ever seen you with the book and even the wine. You know, how important has it been for you to always make moves in silence?
I definitely had trained myself to move that way prior to doing different things. But today, you know, it's a different time. It's a different day. And I believe it's a time and a place for everything. And I think I made adjustments where they are needed. You know what I mean? To be inspiration to those that came after me.
Is that why you decided to speak more now? Because you know, you inspire people?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I know it's some things that I know, and I don't want to take them with me to the other side without sharing a lot of my wisdom. So, yeah, that's the heartbeat of why I like to speak when I speak.
Mm-hmm. Last time we spoke to you, I know you were helping Carl Crawford out with Megan Thee Stallion and Roc Nation and everything that was going on with that. How is that situation going? Has everything been worked out?
Yeah, that one is actually me and the homie Jay-Z spoke. When was that? Last week, on the last point of closing that deal. And he and I, you know, I think we was on the phone probably 2 minutes before we was in agreement with reaching the last deal point. So I'm looking for that to be wrapped up. And he got to be dry before the week is out next week. You know how it turns.
Should be officially on Roc Nation and Carl Crawford to just, you know, sign off. So that'll be departed. No more problems, no more situations, right?
Everything will be smooth. You know, she's still with 1501, you know, / 300. And Roc Nation them is managing her.
All right. And then you have Erica. So tell me, what's your relation to Erica Banks now? Because we see she just recently got her deal. And I know you and Carl Crawford are tight. So how are you involved?
Well, that was the deal that we closed up about a week or so ago. You know, myself and the homie G. Robinson was involved as well. And, you know, she's special. You know, Erica is special. We're looking forward to big things where she's concerned. And you know, 1501, the homie Carl Crawford, a lot of people can stop calling it luck now, because this is second one and he's on the grind for number three.
When you know, speaking of that, when did you know that Rap-A-Lot wasn't just a flash in the pan?
You know, I believe that to be the case from day one. You know what I mean? My faith and my belief brought me to where I'm at right now. So I always believed that, you know, I could, you know, take Rap-A-Lot and take, you know, my goals and visions where I wanted to take them. You know, I just was one of them dudes that thought that way. Matter of fact, if you don't think that way, don't nothing ever come to fruition. So I felt that way from day one. And that's the only way I was able to withstand the struggles and obstacles, you know what I mean? Because as I told everybody, it was 7 years later before I had any success in the music industry. So that's a test of time, you know?
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong too, OG. Harry O, he was one of the original founders of Rap-A-Lot, right?
Never.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that lot need to be cleaned up. Harry O never had no business whatsoever where Rap-A-Lot was concerned. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The only thing we ever done in the music industry together was he took the Ghetto Boys on tour with a couple of dates in L.A. and Oakland with the Fat Boys and with Salt and Pepper, you know, things like that back in the day. And then, and that was in 1989 or 90 or whatever that was in. And then in 94, you know, I done a deal with Dana Dane. Mm-hmm. You know, he and I done that deal, and you know that didn't go too well. That was a
y'all bad. Signed Dana Dane, the rapper.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
But I, you know, done that deal with him, and I think he was with Maverick at the time, and that was the end of that situation.
How did y'all do a deal with Dana Dane? Dana Dane, of course, is from New York. So how did y'all hook up with Dana Dane back then?
Well, I knew Dana. You know, I know Dana from back in the day. He was with Salt and Pepper, Herbie Lovebug, and all of them. He and I just used to party and have a bunch of fun. And, you know, I eventually done a deal with him, and then I let them do their thing together when I got out the way.
All right, we got more with Jay Prince when we come back. Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, for people that don't know Charlamagne, explain who Harry O is, because somebody who's listening have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, Harry O just got pardoned by Donald Trump, and, you know, they were saying that he was a founder of Death Row Records and, I guess, Rap-A-Lot, you know, but clearly that's not true. Mm-hmm. But I think that's just something the DEA was trying to do to build a case against the brother we're talking to right now, Jay Prince, back right. in the day. That's what it seemed like to me.
I'm the type of dude, man, I've been out here in these streets a long time. A lot of people from the streets, but a lot of them had to go do time. They ain't been in the streets. And one thing about these streets, you can't be that kind of individual where you play games with nobody money or play games, you know what I mean, with situations like that. I ain't never been that person. Mm-hmm. And so for one, to try to on, you know, the Rap-A-Lot name, I try to take credit, you know, from Southern brothers, you know, because it ain't no I and we. I didn't even do it myself, but I got a team mm-hmm. that worked with me that built, you know, Rap-A-Lot way before I knew him. You know what I mean? This movement started before I even met the brother.
Right.
You know, I definitely learned some game from him. You know what I mean? Where streets are concerned. But, you know, he have to, at his own lips, be real about never, you know what I mean, in having no ownership where Rap-A-Lot is concerned.
Have you ever asked him to clear that up?
I never, you know, it was an interesting thing. You know, I hadn't talked to this brother, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, because of these words and different things that have been said, you know. And I'm the type of dude when one get to saying things that, you know, is not so, and then from the result of things being said that way, I get investigated and get attacked by all these three-letter words. I don't have much to say to them kind of people.
Have you spoken to Shook? You keep in touch with Shook?
No, I don't. I don't. We don't have nothing to talk about either. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, I wish him the best, and you know, he in that pig pen right now. You know, I hope someday he's able to spend his last days with his family.
Watching all these biopics recently, does that make you feel like maybe making your book into a movie?
Yes, I'm out of time, Angelique. I'm working on that. I'm having a conversation with a few individuals, and I look forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, you know, Little Duval has been actively campaigning to play you in a biopic.
Yeah. He told me that. I met the little homie. He told me definitely put him on that list. Recently, I heard that what's the homie's son name? Man, I can't even think of the homie name.
Who's his daddy?
Denzel Washington's son.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard he was.
John David. Wow, he's great.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely considering that.
Oh, he said he wanted to play you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That'd
wow,
be
wow.
dope.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what one of your biggest strengths is, OG? For some reason, you know when it's time to cut ties with something or somebody. Where does one acquire that skill?
That's connected to the intuition and the discernment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Being plugged into the creator. And we all have that connection. It's just about whether we connected to that connection or not. Mm-hmm. So I give a lot of that credit to the creator, because if I don't have that ability, then I won't be a free man to have these conversations.
Mm. Gotcha. How many artists have come to you during the pandemic and just asked you how to stay afloat, man? Because you know money getting low for a lot of these artists, OG.
I can't say many. You know, I can't say many. You know, I'm not in that stay afloat business. You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to be practicing. You know, come to me about my paper. But, yeah, I hadn't experienced that much, Charlamagne.
Have you so taken that gold AK-47 to the gun range yet?
Yeah, right in my backyard.
Right in the backyard?
Right in the backyard, man. I cut it loose right there. You know, when you got that kind of land, you can just put targets on a whole lot of things and do all the shooting you want to do, man.
Absolutely. Well, Jay Prince, does this mean next time we see you in person, we get to have a drink?
Hey, we got to do that.
No orange juice this time?
No, I'm going straight from the bottle. You know? I finished the whole bottle on the, what's the homie that, show that I was on? Yeah.
Drink Chance. Drink Chance. Nori and DJ Effin.
Oh, they got you.
Song, I had never witnessed myself after a bottle. You know, I think I was lit.
Oh, yeah. They'll do it to you.
Did you go back to the room and go to sleep?
Man, it fell out with everything on, man. I'm talking about everything on, Celebrant.
Hey, always a pleasure to talk to
Absolutely,
you, OG.
Man. Thank you, OG.
Thank you, man.
And thank you for the wine. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, make sure y'all go grab some of that loyalty collection. You see he got it on the table back there.
That's right.
I got mine.
Oh, sure.
All right, it's James Prince. Bro. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time.
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. Now, I had another question, but Charlamagne wanted to do this.
What was your question?
What makes you horny?
Shut up.
That came out Kim Kardashian and PJ.
By the way, this could all fall under the same umbrella of what makes you horny.
What?
No, seriously, because it seems like older guys is making these young girls horny nowadays. And I mean, I would say vice versa, but we know that's always been the case. Okay, because I saw my cousin Chloe yesterday say she need an older man. Said she need an older man to.
Oh, he said my cousin Chloe. I'm like, who's your cousin Chloe? But all right,
Chloe Bailey. She said she need an older man, you know, that could teach her something. And we saw the interview.
But I don't think she meant 20 years older.
I don't know what she meant. I just know that we have another example, which is Carisha. Young
Diddy.
Miami from the City Girls. You know, I love the City Girls. And Diddy. Mm-hmm. They had a conversation yesterday.
And now she's 28 and Diddy is?
52.
Okay.
24 years her senior.
Yeeks.
Two. Yeah, that means you completed kindergarten through 12th grade twice. Twice.
Wow.
Twice.
But they like it.
Clearly they like it. I mean, and you know, it's cute to watch. You know what I'm saying? It's cute to watch only because you could tell she's making him feel young again.
It looks tiresome.
It does look tiresome, you know, and the question I wanted to ask this morning is, like, I want to know what the dynamics are between an older man like that and a young girl. I just want to know what the dynamics are. Like, our camera guy, Nick does all our digital stuff. Mm-hmm. He said he's dating a girl that's 7 years younger than him.
Right.
And he goes, oh, she has a lot of energy. And he said he's in bed every night at 9:30 now because of it. He said ever since he's been dating her, he's been going to bed at 9:30 because he just can't keep up.
I will say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was on vacation with the wife this weekend,
mm-hmm.
this week, and, you know, it was good. We relaxed. We chilled. But when it was 20 years ago when I went on vacation, I wanted to be on excursions, activities. I wanted to parasail. But now I just want to chill.
And that's why I say it's so interesting.
That's
why I say it's so interesting and I want to know the dynamic, because we're at the age. I'm 43. I'll be 44 in a few weeks. I'm at the age where I don't want to do nothing. So when you're 52 years old and you got to keep up with this young girl and she 28 and she using slang like, oh, so you acting bad. And you replying, I'm acting bad, bad. You might be doing a little too much, but I just want to know.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Tim.
Hey, what's up, bro? You, how old are you, man?
I'm 31, and the chick that I'm talking to is 21.
Oh, 10 years.
Boy, I was about to say.
I was about to say, what?
Okay, so tell me about that dynamic. What's the dynamic like?
The dynamic is great when it's just me and her, but when we out in public, I feel like people's just staring at me, clowning me. I'm really at a crossroads right now. I don't know what to do.
Why? She looked that young? 31 and 21 ain't that much of a difference, and y'all kind of grew up in the same like demographic. It's not like you got to explain things to her. Like, I know some old dudes that'll be talking to a young girl and be like, oh, you a regular Doogie Howser? And she like, who the hell is Doogie Howser?
Well,
do you even know who Doogie Howser is?
He doesn't know who Doogie Howser is.
I do know who Doogie Howser is.
Who's Doogie Howser?
He's the boy genius or whatever.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But check this out real quick. So we go to the gas station. I buy a drink, you know, an adult beverage. And I'm with her at the cash register. And I never get carded, but they would not sell it to me unless she showed the card.
Oh, so she looked young.
She looked young, but
what adult beverage did you buy from the gas station?
Probably a beer.
I'm a spritzer man, you know, one of them Truly joints.
A Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Yeah, because, you know, it's like a nice date, you know, I want to keep it nice and light, you know.
I want better for her,
yeah,
sir.
I want
She need an older man that know how to drink some cognac or some fine tequila or something, sir. Some spritzer.
Hello, who's this?
I want better for her.
Yeah, this Fresh.
Fresh, what up,
how
man?
How old are you, Fresh?
Now I'm 47.
I can tell with the name fresh.
How old are you exactly? Exactly.
I'm 47. The girl I'm dating, 24.
Okay, see, now this is a good one. Tell me the dynamics of the relationship.
Yeah, how's this going?
I mean, everything good, bro. I mean, she, you know, the only thing is, I said, the difference is, like, the age group. The guys have, like, your conversation a little bit different. You know, your topics and what you do. But, like, the sex, is all good, bro. Not because I'm older, I can't handle her. More like she can't handle me. You know what I'm saying? Because I said if you over like 70, it's a problem. But yeah, man's a man, man. He gonna do his thing.
Let me ask you a question. Does she get your references? Like if you be like, you know, you throw on certain songs or reference certain TV shows, does she get it?
Oh, if you like, that's fresh. Does she know what that means?
She get it, but like I said, you know, like certain of young girls. Like the conversation, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm an older cat, so I don't be with too much of the BS. You know what I'm saying? You know they got all that little BS type of ray with them.
Now listen, here, old man. She already got a daddy. Okay, you ain't here to be her daddy now.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm older than her daddy too, son.
Wow. You proud of that?
Yeah.
You proud of that?
Have you met her daddy?
Nah, I ain't met her dad, but you know what I'm saying? I don't need to.
Damn, it's a dad.
I know
life.
That God, my God, God is good.
She saw me. I got some grades in the chinny chin chin too, and she pushed up. Time out, Holland. It was a done deal, bro. Sealed.
Okay, let me ask. Is her dad in her life? No.
Yeah, somewhat. He, you know, one of them deadbeat dads. He's around. Yeah,
I get it.
He never did nothing.
All right.
I mean, the moral of the story is, man, everybody do what, you know, makes them act bad. Okay? If you want to act bad with your young girl this weekend or your old dude this weekend, do your thing. I'm not judging. I'm just interested in the dynamic. That's all. Me, I'm the exact opposite. I like older women.
And it could be the fact that where your older man going to go?
What do you mean?
This weekend, he going to watch the game and then he going to go to sleep.
Maybe not if you're one of these young older dudes that still like to act bad and die in their bed. You know what I'm saying? The only reason you ain't out here in these streets is because you happily married. Look at you. What's the point of wearing all that Beijing at your age?
What are you
married?
About?
You got five kids. Boy,
I have six kids, sir.
You what?
Six kids.
Six kids. Okay.
Yes.
There's no reason for you to be wearing all that dye.
What are you?
You even got your eyebrows dyed.
I don't have my eyebrows.
Yes, you do, man. Look at you, King.
Look at you.
Look at yourself. You got on a pink hoodie, rhinestone.
What is wrong with pink hoodie?
A rhinestone belt.
It's Pride Month. What is wrong with you?
And a pink trucker snapback. If you ain't Dominican, I don't know what is.
And I wear a rhinestone belt. There's no rhinestone in my belt.
Well, you ain't denied nothing else I said. Show him the trucker hat. That trucker hat a super Dominican. What had that?
I ain't messing with you, man. Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
We got Diddy or Love.
Love.
Love. We got Love.
You look very New Yorkish today.
Oh, man.
You got the Timbs on with the puppy.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you just bought that.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't have that in Cali.
Yeah, I didn't have this in LA. So. Yeah, no. It definitely, I feel good. I was saying thank y'all for the balloons and everything. Just thank, you know, everybody for the love, because I was just in the spirit of gratitude of just like how important it is as an artist to get an opportunity to come on the Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm puff or just like, you know, just the things that I have on the schedule, it really is a blessing. So, yeah, I'm just here blessed, excited, and
always a pleasure to see
you.
I
used to be scared to do the Breakfast Club. I ain't scared no more.
You should never be scared. But we want to appreciate you because you were one of the first people that believed and put us on your platform.
That is very true.
In partnership with you guys.
Y'all.
And when a lot of people were scared, you know, we came on early on. You know what I mean? When you were building Revolt. And we just always want to say thank you for that.
Oh,
we
man.
Appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you.
And, you know, we do this because you are a living legend. I know
Absolutely.
People like to throw that term around now, but you really are an icon living.
Mm, I appreciate that. Feels good.
And I had a chance to see you at the iHeart Festival. I went to Vegas, so you tore it down, and you had your son on stage. I saw the live that you did beforehand.
Yes.
Saying how he has a hit record right now.
Yes. Christian, which is, you know, my youngest son, and
Your clone.
Yeah, my clone. He's like my twin. But he always wanted to be on stage since he was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. Every time he would be at, you know, a tour, he would just, like, be mesmerized by the stage and want to get on and talk on the mic to the people. And so he came out, and when he said he wanted to be a rapper, I said, well, you got to do it on your own. So he found his own distribution, mm-hmm. started grinding, but everybody thought that I was helping him, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, they was definitely giving him, like, you know, making him work for what he just accomplished, you know what I'm saying? Which was what he had to do. He had to give him, you know, an undeniable hater-proof record.
He got one.
And he got one with Kodak Black, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Bad Boy. He's on the BET Awards tonight performing it.
That's right.
And I'm so proud of him because I had nothing to do with it. I didn't call BET. I didn't call nobody mm-hmm. and ask him. You know, I did ask a couple of DJs since me and him are both on the charts if they could, you know, saying support the records as family. But that's after he had the hit. You know what I'm saying? Besides that, he got it on his own, and I want to make that clear to people because they definitely made him work for it, and he did the work. And congratulations, we the first father and son duo to be on the top 10.
Wow. No competition in the house, though? Is there competition in the house now, though? Like,
wait, let's give it a round of applause. That's legendary.
First
father and son.
And that's dangerous territory for him because it's like you sample mm-hmm. Crush on You, mm-hmm. and you're saying the can't stop, won't stop, which is a legendary phrase.
Yeah.
That could be very big shoes to fill, but he seems to have done his job.
Yeah, and definitely. I told him, you know, Bad Boy was on pause, and he was like, nah, there's no way I'm letting in that. He's so Bad Boy, so he's just taking the flag up himself, and it's really, really proud to see, you know, him to go through, you know, that adversity.
I was asking, is there any friendly competition in the crib at all?
Yeah, the other day he was charting higher than me out of nowhere, and they just like delivered me the message, and I was just like, I know that's my son, but he's not getting to number one before me. I said, that is not the way we come back in together.
Blackballed.
No, I didn't blackball him. I just told my team to turn up. Mm-hmm. And I felt so proud. Like, I felt like just so proud.
That's kind of
that he was higher on the chart than me.
Who's higher than him? He is.
I don't think as of today, but
but you got more resources. That's not fair.
Yeah,
you guys go streaming.
Hey, yo, it's just like running a race with your pops.
Now, how did you get Young Miami on the remix?
Yeah.
How'd you get it?
Did she charge you?
How'd you get it?
Nah. She was at the studio. I said, get on the mic. Let's do this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, she was in the studio.
And she cleared it right away, no problems?
Cleared it right away, yeah. Everything's clear. You know what I'm saying?
So you knew you wanted Young Miami and Ashanti.
Yes. Young Miami was really supposed to just do it for a challenge. You know what I'm saying? She wanted to do the open mic challenge. She really loved the record. And but Ashanti, you know, I just felt Ashanti just because I think that music and art could, you know what I'm saying, gives you a chance to speak your mind when it comes to the love territory. And, you know, after I seen Irv do his thing, and I was just thinking, I was like, sis may want to, you know, express herself on this song, you know?
Oh, so it's kind of like a rebuttal to the stuff Irv was saying?
Yeah, like, we talk about whatever's going through our lives. Mm-hmm. And Irv is my man, and that's I know Ashanti before. Ashanti was, like, you know, 14. And I just felt like with the music, I'm trying to get real truth out the music. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was calling different people that, you know, maybe had public relationships, because that's what, you know, when I made the record, it was from my public relationship and me having to move on. And so that's how it kind of came together. Mm-hmm. And I feel when you make records in that truth, it really jumps out. So, the remix is really crazy. It's like the rest of my remixes. It's going to take the record to the next level. And, they really, really, really did their thing. You know?
That's interesting to see you that vulnerable and even to admit that record is about an ex-relationship.
Yeah. I had a, you know, when you in this game and you could definitely get an ego, you know what I'm saying, and definitely experience an ego death when it's somebody that you like, nah, we gonna make it through anything, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But then when it's over and then it's Yeah, it's over. Like when something's really, really over with a woman, it's over, and you got to move on. And so I really had to learn that in my life. I didn't want to move on. I don't go out without a fight. I'm like crazy boyfriend.
But even after they married and got kids and everything else, he stir up a lot of shit like that, did he?
If they married and got kids, no, I mean, that's when you got to move on. That's the only reason why I moved on. But it's always going to be, you know, that's the thing I have as an artist is my life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I cannot write the best rhymes as Kendrick or Nas, but as an artist, artistically telling my truth, you know what I'm saying, whether it's through love or getting money or whatever it is, it's going to like ring true, you know?
What accountability do you take in that coming to an end?
Me? I mean, everything. I was just like, you know, I never been a good boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Are you a whore?
And that's why, no, I'm single, you know, and I'm honest now. But I was like, I would always be, you know, lying or seeing it. But then the internet just went so crazy, you know, and I definitely was like a cheater.
Were you an insecure boyfriend?
Okay. Huh?
Were you insecure?
No, I wasn't insecure. I was just wanting my cake and eat it too. I just wanted it all. I'm just a Scorpio.
And you don't want those women to do
with a lot
other
of money, huh?
And you don't want those women to do other things. I think a lot of guys have that where they're like, I want to, you know, be together, be with you, treat you like my woman, have you not do other things, but I'm gonna do other things.
Yeah, I mean, before, I just wanted to have a girlfriend and just have maybe some girls on the side, you know what I'm saying? Just to have, you know what I'm saying? But I had one in my previous relationship. I wanted it to just be like that, you know? And, you know, I had a lot of growing up to do, you know what I'm saying? Even if I was older, I had the way I was seeing it, I wasn't seeing it right. You know, you can't play with somebody's life. You can't play with somebody's heart.
All right, we got more with Diddy when we come back. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Diddy.
Carisha say y'all go together real bad.
Bad.
But she also says she's single, so.
Yeah. I mean, Carisha's single. I'm single. And,
It's working for you.
I'm saying she's one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. This girl is one of the... I'm so blessed to have met this human being. You know what I'm saying? Just the way she makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. The way she, rides with me. And, you know what I'm saying? The support without it having to be, oh, this is my girl or this is this situation. You know what I'm saying? She's like, has been a real friend. And you don't get, like, you don't find best friends later on in life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so she's one of my best friends, and that's really the definition for it. That's my shorty wop. She always going to be laced, always going to be hot, smiling.
I love seeing your dynamics on Carisha, Please. I was like, look at Diddy acting like a little shy.
He blushing now.
He blushing behind the shades right now. Not knowing what to say. I think that's a good thing, though.
Yeah. It's like I'm saying I'm not monogamous, but I'm not ready for, you know what I'm saying, for my soul to be snatched. I'm not trying to be a player. I think dating is important when you've gone through something and you know you're not really ready to be in a relationship and it's getting to an important time. Mm-hmm. Just taking the time to get to know people. You know, I could have had people that I took the time with to date that I could have been in a relationship with, then broke up with somebody else. But now we dated, we had fun, we saw it didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It didn't last the test of time. So, I mean, that's my world. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not taking away from any man that's in love or any people that want to be married or want to, you know, say they monogamous, but they not. I'm just telling the truth.
Wait, listen, real quick.
You want to get married? Because I heard you say
no. I don't want to get married.
You don't want to get
married. No, I don't want to get married. But I would have a ceremony that'd be better for a wedding for my wife.
You just want to have a party.
Yeah, you want to have a party.
This is a party. Is this a party? Is this a Diddy party?
Nah, because it would be like a celebration and a ceremony. Mm-hmm. It would be a
celebration of what though?
A celebration of our love.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we just do it different, King. It's all good.
I was going to say
it'd be a celebration of my love, and she would probably get, $500 million.
And see, that's what I was going to say, right?
Yeah, woman, she ain't got to get it when she leaves, baby. I want you to get it when you're here.
Well, see, that's what I mean, right? It'd be kind of, if a woman's dating you, you're doing things for her that she's never had done before. You're taking them to Italy, you're buying them crazy cars. You can imagine how she might think, he really likes me. But that's just your lifestyle. That's easy for you.
Nah, I really like him if I'm taking to Italy and buying him a car. Mm-hmm. Nah, I didn't say I don't say I ain't really like somebody, man.
I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Time is precious.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, you don't believe in that.
No, I'm saying like right now, I just want to be single and I just want to have different experiences, right, and I want to take my time with my love life and my heart and not have to be doing it for the gram, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if I like you, I'm going to treat you the best. I ain't got no time to be cheap, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got no time to play. You know, so if I like you and we like, I need you to be happy every second of the day.
Damn.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I'm liking this talk.
Yeah, I don't want to stay on this, but how you going to just give up the $500 million, though? Why do you just get the half a million like that?
You know why? Because you can't take it with you. And it's also a lot of stress that sometimes people have to put up with digesting this. You know what I'm saying? So you might as well, you know, be mad in a Maybach.
Now, let me ask you this.
I got to call some of my homegirl.
I saw you posting. By the way, your daughters are all absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Great job with all
Congratulations
your
Congratulations on that, kid.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, when it comes to them dating, yes, it feels like they're that age. Like, what advice do you give your daughters now when it comes to dating?
I told my daughters straight up. I said, check this out. Dad is like your best friend. I know what all of these guys want to really, really do. I'm going to school y'all to all the truth. You know what I'm saying? When it come time to start dating, I'm gonna give you all of the tricks of the trade, you know. And but I'm gonna tell you this right now: if you give it away, it ain't worth as much. It ain't worth. Y'all gotta wait and take your time, and that's like the conversation to treat yourself like queens. And don't do nothing without coming to talk to me.
Now, what do they say? What do they say? Dad, we love you, Dad. But we see what you do, and we kind of want to follow you because you are our idol, and we look up to you.
I definitely told them, do not follow me. You know what I'm saying? At this point in your life, do not follow me. And, you know, I just said your dad is a unique individual, you know? Your dad, you could, you know, that may not be what you like, or you may fall in love with somebody like your dad that's honest to you. You know what I'm saying?
What if when they're older, in their 20s, they bring home a 50-year-old man? What would you say to that?
I really would just go on who really would love my daughters. I really wouldn't go on an age thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm 52. I mean, I feel better than I've ever felt. And, you know, and it's a... it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't really think, you know, once people are adults, that's our choice. And I'm definitely, you know, fly than most, you know.
Young boys.
Young boys or, you know, whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, I'm just like timeless. I don't really feel time. Like, you know, sometimes when cats be hitting me with the OG, I take it as respect, but sometimes I be feeling like, you think I'm not here no more? Or you think we can't wrestle? You know what I mean?
Last time you got into a wrestling and move some furniture around. Bro.
Hey, yo.
Don't say wrestle, Diddy. Yo. Say fight. Don't say wrestle.
Hey, yo, when I get on you, though, for real, I'm trying to bite your face off. But I don't be doing the same fighting. I'm more of a savage type of fighter. You know what I'm saying?
When's the last time you got into a wrestling match? When's the last time you got into a fight? And did you win?
It's been a long time.
You pay people to not have to do that kind of stuff.
His name is Love. Diddy okay?
does his own
work.
Does
not fight.
If I saw you fighting, I'd be like, what's going on? Who not doing their job Diddy fighting?
It's a friendly fight. Not no real fight. Not no beef. But, you know, sometimes you got
to punch Envy right now. Friendly.
Now, I'd rather see y'all wrestle, to be honest with you.
What?
You know, she said punch. I rather see y'all wrestle.
It's more like grappling. You know what I'm saying? More like UFC.
Why are you doing this?
Hey, yo, check this out. I'm unpausable. You understand what I'm saying? I'm unpausable. Do y'all think that I care with anything or with it?
No.
Hey, yo. I absolutely don't. Y'all know how to kill an owned by a black man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, I like more hand-to-hand combat. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
All right, we got to move on. Let's talk about the music. So.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not your uncle, though. For real, I'm your competition. I could be your daddy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not like your Uncle Leroy.
So you don't like Unc? You don't like OG? None of that?
I just like Love. No, I don't take it as anything, but it is 50% of people in their head that's really like, damn, you know. you know, what's up, OG? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where it's like, you could maybe be a little feeble. Don't let these young niggas fool you. They be trying to motherfucking play you. You know what I'm saying? I could be in something, and it could be, you know, she 28, 30, whatever. Yeah. Then his time is going to come with the OG, like he really disrupting something. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be subliminal OG in age hate in the industry. I'm here prime time. I respect the OG, but I'm not like an original gangster. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm king. I'm love.
Truth.
And so it should apply.
All right, we got more with Diddy when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Diddy. I was going to ask you, you know, what did you think about, right, where you look at an artist, Mace, right, was upset for you for years?
Yes.
Then down the line, he has an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, his artist is upset because he's basically said, allegedly, that Mace didn't pay him and there was problems.
Yeah.
And do you look at that and be like, that's just an executive, or is it one of those things like, I told you?
First of all...
Because what he had a problem
first
with you
of
did,
all,
he, his artist
first,
said the same
first
thing.
Of all, see, I didn't do nothing to him. So let's go back to the first of all. The first of all is there has been negative propaganda put out about me that's not true. Mm-hmm. And has really tried to stain my legacy. I've always been a person, I don't like to get in just talking people's business and things like that. But not right now. I have made it my purpose that when I come back, I can't have y'all following me, because I am here to be a leader and to give some direction. If you think that I'm a scumbag that will ever steal anything, my name is Diddy Sean Combs. I never took nothing from nobody a day in my life. All I've ever given is opportunity and more money than a person was making. So when I hear like, or I see things, and I'm like, wow, this vibe that they got on me, like I'm Big Red or something. I came here, I had to open up the doors.
So you're saying you don't steal from artists is what you're saying?
Never.
So how does a narrative like that happen with so many different people?
Because people have this thing called the tap out button. When you get to a certain point and the money is running low, you gotta run this hustle to try to find somebody to blame. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I have all my receipts. And so we are gonna do a special, a retrospective with all the artists, and we're gonna get this narrative clear, because it comes from different tactics when people wanna get out of contract. And a lot of people that speak on this, y'all don't know the business, y'all don't know what y'all are talking about. So it's going to be a teaching moment of love, because it is important, I feel, fight for your reputation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fight for my reputation. I'm going to fight for the honorable man I am, the righteous king that I am. I'm not perfect, you know what I'm saying? There could have been an accountant mess up on this one or that one, things that happen in the business. But me, actually, like, I'm running a hustle to get money. I started delivering papers at 12 years old. I was a millionaire when I was 19. You know what I'm saying? And so I will be making sure that the truth comes out, because that's not going down in my legacy. And to me, that's the worst thing in the world, is a thief. The thief is the worst thing. His hand should be chopped. Her hand should be chopped off. His or her hand should be. That's where I feel about somebody taking something from somebody that ain't theirs. You know what I'm saying? When you could go out and you could go and work for something. And so that right there, I just in general, the Mace thing, you know, I did one album with Mace. One album. How much money do you think I owe this guy? One album? And then he became a fake pastor and went and con people, and then y'all gonna let him throw dirt on the God's name? I wrote each and every one, and each and everybody could come and step up. Bring your receipts. But I'm not playing. I'm back outside and I'm fighting back for us. And I'm also doing a little fighting back for me. You know what I'm saying? So
how much money does, and I'm just throwing this out, how much money does somebody like a Mace owe you? Because the reason I
Mace
say that,
Mace owes me $3 million. That's facts. I got the receipt.
Second album, you gave money to do second album, never delivered.
Did the album, never delivered. You know okay. what I'm saying? And I'm not going to go back and forth with Mace. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going back and forth with nobody. I'm just going to, if I'm here, I'm going to speak up for myself. I'm going to speak up for myself now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to have you think something that I hate. I hate a thief. I hate somebody that don't got, and I don't hate nobody, but that's with somebody that just got to take something that somebody else worked for just for their benefit and their friend. I don't like that.
So you're really doing a special, like you're taping a special to address
I think
these.
Diddy just came up with that idea right now.
I was more saying, you know, I'm going to use, you know, I have a very successful thank you to everybody for supporting network. So, yeah, I'm going to go and tell my story on my network with one of my podcasts. And I'm going to also get the artists that you know, together to you know, help me clear this up.
What would the lot say?
Like, I spoke to the lot. Yeah, I told the lot. They're going to help me clear it up. Yeah. They know. I mean, the truth going to be the truth. But we're going to get to the truth. As long as I'm outside, we're going to get, not trying to start nothing with nobody. Mace, I love Mace. And I will tell anybody thinks I owe them something, show me the receipt. You get paid in 24 hours. Because sometimes there's accounting problems. You know what I'm saying?
There's Puff Holes on your money? Well, we all go to Revolt.
Well, we never really got a big check from Revolt, but that's nothing.
That
you
really
know
went
what
through.
That have nothing to do.
No. I'm going to tell you what happened with that. You know what I'm saying? Your people at Our Heart, you know what I'm saying? I gave them the money, and they kept all the money.
I believe it.
They kept all the money. So now that's why y'all could come to me direct, and y'all get the $2 million direct. You feel me? I'm making
PayPal,
a lot of changes.
Cash App, Venmo, Zelle.
I enjoyed being on Revolt.
If you come over to Revolt right now. You remember how y'all was saying like Revolt ain't paying? We being cheap. We was a startup company.
Y'all good now?
Do a lot of stuff with Revolt on other shows, and they always take care of me.
Yes,
and it's always a pleasant experience. Yes. Everybody there is everything smooth, flights, rooms.
Yeah.
I got a couple more questions.
No, hold on. And I want to say about this show is big as it is because we unified. Mm-hmm. And that's just facts. That's
people always
number.
Are like,
that's
how true. Come y'all not you know on Revolt anymore?
So just make sure as y'all out there, make sure the way you speak about the God, you feel me? Just speak about it like from a place of knowledge and a place of receipts. And,
what's new on Revolt coming up?
New on Revolt? I mean, Carisha, please. Mm-hmm. And, she won last night.
Listen, you know,
Carisha,
I love
Carisha, please, won last night.
Wait. I love Carisha.
The new Black Oprah.
Wow. She did. But it tied with Drink Champs. Diddy, you know that's some bull.
What? Made it tied.
It tied. I thought it tied. Carisha, please, and Drink Champs tied for best podcast.
They both on Revolt.
So you paid for that?
No, I didn't pay for that.
Drink Champ should have won that hand down.
I didn't pay for that.
And I love Carisha, but she only got 5 episodes. How she beat Drink Champ for best podcast, Diddy? Come on now.
Because it was the best podcast of the year. Hands down.
And I love Carisha.
Hands down, it was the best podcast of the year.
No.
But you know what?
I get at the Drink Champs. And $1 million worth of game.
And I feel like a lot of women podcasters don't get their just due. And so I
best podcast of the year,
doing.
Diddy?
Yes. Yes.
Come on, over Drink Champs $1 million worth of game.
Hey, yo.
Breakfast Club should have been there.
Hey, Daily On Front for the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Hey, check it out. Don't be mad at me because I'm a winner. All right? Don't be mad at me because I'm a winner.
You stayed with my one.
Yeah, you were staying. You may have won.
Congrats, Carisha, for that.
Yeah. Congrats to the queen.
Congrats. Love matters.
Let's introduce the record.
Black Lives Matter.
We're going to play this remix? Can we play this remix? Or do we got to wait for Friday?
Nah.
I'm just messing with you. Come on, we're going to play this remix right now. So this is the remix. Diddy Gotta Move On featuring Young Miami and Ashanti.
Word.
Yeah, Bryson Tiller, Will Trax, done by Ron Browns, New York.
All right, let's do it. It's Puff. It's, oh, you call you
Diddy.
Puff.
Diddy, Love.
Nah, y'all can call me all of that, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's Puff, it's Diddy, it's Love.
Yeah.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's 45.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day goes to an Iowa man named Christopher Erlbacher. He's 29 years old of Woodbine, Iowa, and he was sentenced on Monday to a mandatory life sentence 2 months after he was convicted of first-degree murder. Now, what saddens me about this situation is this is yet another example of young boys not being able to settle their differences the old-fashioned way, with their fists. Folks used to could just fight. Remember when folks could just fight and keep it moving?
Mm-hmm.
But that male ego is so fragile that some people just can't take that L when they lose that fist fight. By the way, I'm sitting here talking about the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way stopped being the old-fashioned way in, like, the 90s. All right? Folks was running to grab guns when I was in high school.
2000s. You still fought in the 90s. 2000s was when they started grabbing hammers. Yeah.
Really?
I got my last fight in about 2000.
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about people.
Oh.
Right?
You are not a person.
I'm not a person.
Jesus Christ.
I'll be a person. Right?
I think around the 90s is when the gun violence really started. At least for my age. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever. But Christopher and his friend Khalib were out eating and drinking, and Christopher overstepped his friend Khalib's boundaries. We've been talking a lot about boundaries. I told y'all 2022 is the year of the boundaries, okay? Christopher overstepped his friend Khalib's boundaries by playing with his food. I don't like nobody playing with my food. Okay, I had to tell my 3-year-old daughter that yesterday. You don't walk up to people and just put your hand in their plate. All right, we don't practice. You don't do that, man. Even at 3.
Your daughter Debo, she put her finger in her food?
Yeah, it came over me like Pac-Man, doing her mouth, mom, and then like putting her hand in my, like, yo, baby, all right? I understand you're 3 years old, but we don't practice bad habits. That is a bad habit that can carry into adulthood. Okay, you know how you got them adults right now that can see you eating and they'll just reach for your plate? That's because nobody told them to stop doing that as a child when they were pretending to be Pac-Man. Standing over your plate. Okay? And that's what happened between Christopher and Khalib. Would you like to know the details? Let's go to News 4 KTIV for the report, please.
28-year-old Christopher Erlbacher of Woodbine is charged with first-degree murder in the December 17, 2020 death of Caleb Solberg in Pisgah, Iowa. The incident centers around a physical altercation involving four people at the Old Home Cafe in Pisgah. Erlbacher and a friend, Sean Johnson, were feuding with two other men, Caleb Solberg and Craig Pryor. During the dispute, Erlbacher allegedly struck Pryor's vehicle and ran over Solberg several times, which authorities say caused fatal injuries to Solberg. Additionally, authorities say Erlbacher continued to drive by the body of Solberg, which hindered anyone from providing aid. Erlbacher eventually fled the scene and contacted his father for help. His father, though, took him back to the cafe where he was taken into custody.
And what the news report doesn't tell you is that the two friends were eating and drinking at a bar when Christopher decided to put mayonnaise on Solberg's food, okay? And Solberg was not happy with the mayonnaise being added, so he reacted by punching Erlbacher, okay? That damn mayonnaise. Your Uncle Charlotte has been warning you about mayonnaise for years on this damn radio, okay? Dukes, Heinz, Hellman's, Kraft, all of it is the devil, all right?
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
It is Satan's spread. And too much of it ruins any and everything, okay? Too much mayonnaise in potato salad makes it not edible. Too much mayonnaise in tuna makes it not edible. That's why I refer to some white folks as human jars of Hellman's. That's not racist. It's science, all right? Too much of it just makes people sick. You have to have just enough with all the other ingredients makes the perfect dish, the perfect society. Okay, this man Khalib would be alive today if Christopher hadn't forced mayonnaise on his food, if he hadn't violated his boundaries by trying to put mayonnaise on his friend's food. Now, what makes the situation so bad is Christopher was the aggressor from the beginning. Christopher attempted to force the mayonnaise on his food. All right. He violated his friend's boundaries. His man punched him. And instead of realizing, you know what, I was wrong, let me leave it alone, he let his, what I assume would be liquor fueled ego, call you to kill a man with your whip over Miracle Whip. Some donkey of the days just saw themselves. Please give Christopher Erlbacher the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
So we're asking, have you ever fell in love with a stripper? Now, I frequently DJ strip clubs all the time. And I remember one particular time, our camera guy up here, he was feeling sad, so I took him out for his birthday.
Which one? Nick?
No, Steve. Camera guy Steve.
Oh, Steve. Steve. Steve
now,
used to work for
Revolt. I did my set. I was out of the club at about 3 o'clock. I said, yo, Steve, you ready to go? He was like, nah, I'll stay for a little bit. I was like, Steve, you know nobody here. He was like, no, but, you know, the stripper's feeling me. I said, no, she's not feeling you. I said, she's not feeling you, sir. She's feeling the money that you're throwing in. He's like, no, I think we have a connection. I said, well, hit me when you get home so I know you made it home safe. Steve waited there till about 4:20 till she got out of work. That's how much in love he was with that stripper. Now, listen, what happened after that, I don't know. But he was definitely in love.
It's the stripper's job to give you attention, guys. It's a completely transactional relationship.
Yes.
You're throwing your ones, she's dancing. That's what the strip club is for. It's like literally going into a barbershop, paying the barber to cut your hair and saying, yo, I think he's feeling me, yo. He's playing on my neck. No, he's cutting your hair. Okay? It's the same thing with a stripper. Yeah,
but I will say this, and for the strippers out there, when the strippers don't dance and they have conversations with their mark, I'll call them. That's when it gets a little...
They're having conversations to see if you got some goddamn money.
But the conversation
to see if they should be wasting their time with you.
The conversation makes the mark feel special because he's like, wow, you dance with everybody, but you're sitting down talking to me. I think she likes
that. That's why strippers are great hosts. Drop on the clues bombs for all the strippers out there. That's why they're amazing at what they do, because they make you feel special. They make you feel wanted. And that's how you have to make somebody feel if you want them to throw their money. Salute to all the strippers, man.
Yeah, you ever fell in love with a stripper?
Yes, and me?
You the only ye here.
No, I absolutely haven't. Yeah, I have a lot of friends who are strippers, or former strippers.
I mean, I never fell in love with a stripper. I mean, you know, I've been fond of one in my day, okay, but never fell in love.
And the first time you got a, was that a strip club?
Yeah, that was, I was a kid, though. Like, I wasn't even old enough to be in the strip club.
My goodness.
I'll tell you this, too. We need to be asking this question about the bottle girls, the bartenders. This generation might have definitely fell in love with a couple of bartenders, a couple of bottle girls before the strippers.
Well, hello, who's this?
Yes, hello, this is Sean.
Oh, Sean, it sounds like you fell in love with a stripper or a bottle girl.
Oh, don't do me like that. Yes, I fell in love with the Hooters girl.
Okay.
Back in the day, me and my friends, we used to go up there up in Connecticut, and she was a beautiful brown-skinned woman, and I would tip her a lot, and she ended up finessing me into paying for her car payment.
Damn.
And then I remember I would come in the Hooters, and at one point in time, she wasn't giving me the energy and the love that I thought I deserved, but she
You hear your goddamn fragile ego? She didn't give me the love I deserve. What the hell you mean?
Yeah, well, you know, I was tipping her nicely, man. Nicely.
Ego, bro. You leading with ego, bro.
Oh, boy. Poor you.
That's all ego.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Mitra. What's up, y'all?
What's up,
peace, Mitra?
Who you fell in love with, Mitra?
So, it was my masseuse. So, it was a female masseuse that massaged me, and my husband actually dropped me off at the appointment, and I was like, we go together now when she's finished? But, yeah, I was really feeling her, and it was crazy.
What made you feel her so much?
Huh?
What made you feel her so much?
Her hands. She knew how to use her hands.
Did she touch places she wasn't supposed to?
No, she wasn't, but I wanted her to.
Goodness gracious.
Gosh. So why you ain't keep in touch with her?
She probably did.
I just couldn't. We was on vacation, so we were out of town. So
okay.
I mean, it is what it is.
All right. Thank you, Mama. 800-585-1051. We're asking, have you fell in love with a stripper? That is the question. Call us down with the Breakfast Club forward. Morning. I know it now.
I'm in. Call me. Opinions to the Breakfast Club topic. Come on! 800-585-1051.
So we're asking, have you ever fell in love with a stripper? Now,
you know what's so crazy, though? We haven't had one person call in and say they fell in love with a stripper. We had them say they fell in love with a Hooters girl
and a masseuse. Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear you. What's up,
hello?
Buddy? You fell in love with a stripper?
Hey, what's up, Charlamagne?
Peace, King.
Yeah, man. Well, how y'all doing, man? I want y'all to know I definitely appreciate what y'all do, what y'all got going on, man.
What's up, brother?
Hello.
Hey. Not much, man. I fell in love with a stripper, man, back in my high school.
Mm-hmm.
High school days. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. Her name was Essence, man. I'm still in love with her.
How long has it been, sir?
Y'all still together?
Hey, it's been about a good 5-6 years, man. The girl, she is fat booty, man. Body shape, just tattoo. She looked good. She looked hella good, man. I ain't been to the strip club since. Every time I go, honestly, I fall in love with strippers every time I go. So I just got to stay away from them for real.
Does she know how you feel about her? Have you, you know, tried to holler maybe outside of her work hours?
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, who's this?
I don't know. This Nick.
thought I'm talking to somebody else.
We thought we was too. Nick, you fell in love with a stripper, bro?
What happened to the other guy?
Yeah, man, I think I'm in love with one right now.
What's her name?
Asia, baby, in Indianapolis. This is man Flawless, man. You gotta stop playing with him.
What is, no, oh, Lord. Have you tried to holler at her outside of office hours, sir, when she's not working?
Yeah, I mean, she's cool people. You know, I got the Instagram or whatever. I talked to her earlier, got her number. You know, we talked a little bit, but it's hard to get her out the club, man.
Do you spend a lot of money in the club on her?
I spent a decent amount, but I think where the connection came at is when she came on the podcast.
She came on your podcast?
Yeah, you know, the In Your Face podcast. You know, she came on two different episodes. She's on Stripper Soul. So we had her and a couple other people. But, you know, just getting to sit there, interview her, talk to her. I think I'm with this girl.
So why don't you tell her? Why don't you be like, yo, I'm going to be honest with you. I really like you. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you just did.
Maybe you can offset her her lifestyle. You got enough money to offset her lifestyle?
Man, hey, I make a decent amount. But I think, you know, she get a lot of money already, so the money ain't going to get her. You know, she's used to it.
So, like, show her love. Show her real love. Like, court her. You know what I'm saying? Like, treat her the way you would want, like, somebody to treat your daughter. You would want your father to treat your mom. Like, you show her some real love.
Good luck, man.
Yeah.
Why not? Right. Why not?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, my phone is DJ.
Hey, DJ, what's up, brother? You fell in love with a stripper, bro?
No, man. My baby mom's a stripper, man.
A word. Congratulations. So, yeah.
What's it? Was she a stripper before or after y'all had the baby?
No. See, I was with her before she wouldn't be a stripper or whatever. And then she got a job at the strip club, and I started DJing there. I mean, we were just co-parenting. We weren't together or nothing like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, that was my shorty. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Why y'all not together now?
Oh, man. I had to leave that alone, man. That's just, like, too crazy in there, man. I don't be liking to be in there no more, man. I be chilling out. I got other kids, man, and I got a job now. I just be chilling out, man.
Well, maybe she needs to make you increase your child support so she don't got a script no more.
You stupid.
That little body.
Hello, who's this?
What up, this Chris out of Baton Rouge, you hear me?
Chris, what up, man? You fell in love with a stripper, bro?
Oh, yeah, dog. Her name is Miss Memphis, man. Oh, my gosh, she blew my mind.
She gave you a lap dance and blew your mind and you in love. What's her name?
Yeah, Miss Memphis, man. So I got the lap dance and I got her number and all that, and I hooked up with her again. And that second time I hooked up with her, when I went to the gas station, I got all kind of pills and stuff. Man, I couldn't even finish. I got my money's worth, I'll tell you that.
Damn.
Gracious. You got my money's worth.
All right, man. Stay away from the gas station pills, man.
Lord have mercy on my poor soul, man.
What's that, man? What's the moral of the story?
I mean, there is no moral of the story. Y'all brothers just got to stop letting y'all ego lead, man, because some of y'all ego be making y'all believe things that don't exist, like y'all relationships with these strippers, all right? All a stripper owes you is a dance. That's it. And that's only because the relationship is transactional. You paid for a service. She provided that service. That's that. Y'all get to know each other outside of that, and you know something happens? Great. Other than that, goddamn tip and keep it moving.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
There's so many offers going on for the holidays, but one really stood out to me, Verizon. When you switch to Verizon, you get a gift for you and a gift to give. Might want to go check out your Verizon store if you're down to save a bunch of money. The People's Choice Mix is up next. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this Pasha?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Pasha, how you doing? My name is Sean, and we heard that you guys are renting out your home in Orlando, and we would love to bring our family there while you're renting that home out.
Okay.
We would just like to know how much you charge for the rental of your home, ma'am.
How much I charge for the rental of my home?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't charge anything for the rent of my home.
Oh, I could stay there for free.
I rent my home. You can stay there for free, you sure can.
Why? Why are you letting people stay there for free? What's the catch?
I know who he is.
Oh, you know who I am? You know he has six kids.
That ain't fair.
You know he's gonna eat up all your food.
You can have it all.
All right. Well, Pasha, we heard that you emailed us. You needed some money. You needed some bread. So we hooking you up with some money, $1,000.
never want anything in my life.
Feliz Navidad. You just won something just now. You don't need the money, though, since you can afford to just let people stay in your places for free.
No, I need the money because y'all coming to stay at my house.
That is very true.
Well, we're hooking you up with $1,000, and congratulations, and hopefully this helps you out for the holidays, and I know you got to travel to Pennsylvania, so hopefully that helps you with your travel.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much. I love y'all so much. I listen to y'all every morning. I'm listening to y'all right now. I'm at work, and I listen to y'all in my ear.
Girl, thank you so much.
Well,
thank you, Pasha. You have a great holiday, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Hold on, Charlamagne said.
I love y'all.
Feliz Navidad.
Charlamagne just learned that yesterday. He doesn't know what it means, but he's just been saying
it. I do know what it means. It means Merry Christmas. That is the greatest Christmas song of all time. In fact, I want to start playing Feliz Navidad on Breakfast Club. Feliz Navidad.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Don't stop
your
day job, Pasha. I love y'all. Thank you.
All right. Hold on, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations to Pasha again. And if you want to win some money, breakfastclubonline.com. And special thanks to our friends at Valentino, born in Roma. Positive notes up next. Okay, so we're talking about gifts earlier. Not about what we're buying other people, but what we want for ourselves. Is it wrong to talk about what you want? I mean, I guess when people ask you, you have to play coy, right? You don't want to pull out a long ass list and be like, oh, I thought you never asked. So I'll take this and this and this and that, but you have to at least have an idea of what you want, right? You guys all know I have my eye on these new Apple headphones I really want. I heard they work well on a plane. Oh yeah, but if you have your eye on something like maybe tech, you got to check out Verizon. Listen, they have this amazing offer going on. When you switch to Verizon, you get one big gift that you can keep for yourself and additional gifts to give away to other people. People you really love. I mean, this is awesome tech we're talking about. So go to Verizon store and check out what they got going on. All right. When we come back, we got the positive note and more. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. All right. You got a positive note for the people?
I do. The positive note is simple, man. When you do right by people, God takes care of you and everything attached to you. Believe that.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.